The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Basecamp. When you use Basecamp to run projects, people know what to do, people know where things are, and you stay on top of everything all the time.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, I'll quickly explain what's going on. A while back, I fell through a dimensional schism behind a Burger King into a magical land of Foon, and I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, I think, through the dimensional rift, and I'm using that to host a weekly podcast here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And sharing with the people of Earth the magical things I'm learning about this weird land. I'm hesitant to say weird because I think it upsets my co-hosts. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves?
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin Hoogstanges, and I am known in the Northeast. And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmuenus Maestar, and there may be other secret names you do not know yet. Yes, I know you think it's weird here.
It is. It's a little weird. I'm sorry. I think I maybe used the word weird too much.
You know, I have to admit that perhaps things are a little bit weirder this week now that our friend Chunt.
I know. Top story. Chunt.
Hey, guys. Chunt here.
Chunt has changed.
I'm now a tiny horse.
I know.
A tiny horse with two buttholes.
Oh, God.
So now, I mean,
you're welcome.
Yes, thank you for making that tiny horse. I mean, I don't like to kiss and tell, but let's just say
it's pretty obvious. What happened.
Let's just say I fucked that tiny horse in his two buttholes.
No. Oh.
Yes, let's just say that.
Yeah, I feel like I don't like to dwell.
There's no need to go into further detail.
I don't like to dwell too much on the reality of Chunt's powers, but Chunt is a skin changer. If you have sex with an animal, you turn into that animal.
Skin changer? I'm a shapeshifter.
A shapeshifter. I'm sorry.
He doesn't just change his skin.
That sounds gross.
I agree.
That sounds like open mic.
That's true. But I've always known you as a badger, and now you're a tiny horse.
Yeah, so do you believe me now?
I do. I actually honestly 100% thought that you were just a talking badger who was lying about all the shape-shifting stuff.
Well, I got a little drunk after boys' night and got kind of lonely. So as I was going back to my den, I had that little horse with me. And, you know, he was being kind of flirtatious. And one thing led to another, and I fucked the tiny horse in his two buttholes.
Oh. Now, but this was also a discreet horse. Like, this was like a short-term horse. So
By morning, he was disappeared. He was gone. He evaporated because it was
he would have turned back into the souls of the murdered at that point.
The what?
The souls of the murdered.
The souls of the murdered.
Yes, as I've mentioned before, my powers are largely based in the forces of light and darkness, and I use the very stuff of shadows to create my magical delights. And sometimes that means you have to use, you know, the souls of murderers that are floating around.
Oh, God.
Or those who have been murdered. I'm sorry, not the souls of murderers. The souls of murderers. They are brought into the control of the Dark Lord, and he does use their souls to create foul demons and creatures more hideous than you can imagine.
So wait, you do a similar tactic to the Dark Lord, is what you're saying? So you're not that different than the Dark Lord.
I'm very different than the Dark Lord. I'm using all of my powers and all my influence here in the land of Foon to overcome his evil ways. And yes, I may have to tap into the bits of shadow and the bits of light to create a tiny horse from the soul of the people who have been murdered in here in Foon, here in Hog's Face, but that does not make me evil.
Can I just say, now that I have two buttholes, I don't know if I can go back.
Go back to having just one?
It is nice, right?
All
right?
I can go back to one.
So, for people who haven't listened recently, we found out wizards have two buttholes. So, Usidor, you have two buttholes.
Yes.
And now, Chunt, you have as a tiny horse with two buttholes.
Yep.
I don't think I really want to know, but I'm going to ask anyway.
It just takes a lot of pressure off if you have one butthole, there's a lot of pressure on that one butthole.
Uh-huh. Right?
You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of pressure on that one. So to have two is kind of like equally distributes your business.
Okay.
To where you just, it just feels like, just feels
have you ever been constipated?
It's like luxurious.
Yeah, I don't want to, let's not, I don't want to go further down this path.
Can I also quickly say, just because I don't know if I've let you know, depending on how much I have affection or love for who I sleep with, will affect the amount of time it takes for me to change. So this was like just like a hookup. So within a few hours, I was a tiny horse.
Wow. Okay.
But if it's love, if it's something real, then it usually takes a fortnight.
I see. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Sounds like retconning to me, but it's very interesting.
But you know what? What is that?
Nah, don't worry. It's Earth stuff. I don't want to talk about Earth stuff.
All right.
You know what? I want to really quickly, before I introduce our guests, if you want to email us to have ask questions about what's going on in Foon, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I know it doesn't sound like a real email address, but it is. And I want to read an email we recently got.
Did Sarah email you?
My wife, unfortunately, has not emailed me.
Yeah, I'm sure she...
You can also contact me by poking your finger with the rose of a thorn and dripping blood into a still pond.
Have you gotten any messages that way?
Nope.
Recently? All right, good. So, a quick email from Violet. Hi, Arnie. I was so excited to hear your podcast. To think there is a magical world so close to ours and full of so many wonderful things. I've heard that singing songs is common when going on quests. How does music play a role in Foon? That's a great question. I'm so excited that our guests this week are some traveling bards.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
And so what are your names?
I'm Glenn Miller.
Glenn Miller.
That's right.
My name is Spance.
Spance. And so you are traveling bards. You travel around Foon singing songs for money?
That is correct.
We do, yes.
And something of a musical duo.
We'll play pretty much anywhere that will take us, whether it's here within a tavern or...
Sure, out in the woods.
Out in the woods. Yeah. Yes. So sometimes you just like go out in the woods and play and hope that people gather?
Yeah, and they do. Animals of sorts.
I mean, we're usually beckoned.
Beckoned?
If that's what you're asking.
Beckoned like...
Summoned, beckoned people.
By the fairy folk of the wood, eh?
Oh.
Once a year, they put on a great Funapalooza. Yes, in the middle of the woods, a great many-day-long concert. It's wonderful things. And then, you know, a changeling child is stolen away.
What?
Yes, at the end of every Funapalooza, one child is stolen and taken into the fairy world, the fairy realm.
There are so many things in Foon that start off sounding like fun, and then they have really dark endings.
I don't know what you mean.
Okay. Yes. So you guys, you play all over Foon.
Sure.
Is it a hard life being traveling balladeers, or is it...
Yeah, I mean, it was easier for a time. I'd set up shop in Hawaii, where my family is from.
Uh-huh.
And I was ready to retire there, but some circumstances changed. And I had to go out on a quest of sorts.
I love it there.
On the quest.
Have we told you about Hawaii before?
No. Hawaii?
Yes, Hawaii.
What? Tell me a little bit about Hawaii.
It's a chain of islands in, in the Big Bowl.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's
hard to say. Can you say it?
Hawaii?
Yeah.
Hawaii, pretty. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But it's a tropical paradise of sorts. And I was doing well there. And the Dark Lord's presence became... quite pronounced there. I've not actually seen him.
Yeah.
But one day I was out tilling.
Yeah.
And I saw a flaming bird, a bird of fire.
Wow.
Fly through the sky, which is the mark of the Dark Lord.
Sure.
And he flew.
Is that Isidore? Is that the mark of the Dark Lord?
Yes, of course it is. You think birds just catch on fire?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
How many birds have you seen flying around on fire? Like, oh, everything's fine. I'm happy as could be.
It's possible, right?
No. Do you want to be on fire?
No, not at all. So you saw a flaming bird.
That's right. He flew into my house, set my hut on fire.
Oh, boy.
And,
oh, I'm so sorry.
My kitty was alone in the home. And my kitty was torched.
Oh,
and,
your kitty as in your cat?
Or kitten,
your...
Kitten,
oh, okay. What? I thought he meant his... child. Kitty, kid, no. I wasn't sure.
No, my...
Kitty.
Why would he call his child a kitty?
My cat.
Kitty cat.
My cat was torched.
We've just had a lot of child death on this show recently.
Yes.
But still, very tragic when a pet is torched.
Well, it was not torched to the death. It was still illuminated in flame, and it pranced out of the house on fire, for which it shall remain evermore.
Evermore on fire?
He shall be a flaming beast for all eternity.
Holy cow.
Yes, the sign of the Dark Lord doth carry with it many evil portents. For if a flaming bird doth come in contact with a flaming cat, and that flaming cat is then chased by a dog, and the dog doth catch on fire, and then an elephant finds that dog, and they're all in flame and running through the forest.
So it's like a weird burning animal pyramid scheme that the Dark Lord has got going on?
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Hawaii is just run amok with flaming dogs and cats right now.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like that would be a good reason to get out of there.
That's why I had to leave.
Yeah. And Spance, what about you? What's your story?
Well, I'm born and raised here in Foon. Mm-hmm. My father played bar mitzvahs when I was small.
Bar mitzvahs?
Yes.
It's a large Jewish community.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember us telling you about Jewish people?
That's right. Yes, we have Jewish people in my world as well.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. Yeah, we do.
Are they magical?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, probably.
Most likely they are, I would assume, only. So that's when I first learned to play music. My father taught me all the great Foon songs.
Oh, do you know Seven Dragons and a Baby?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, I love that one.
That's a good one.
Yes, of course. And when I first met Glenn, he was unaware of any of Foon's traditional music. So, of course, we joined forces, and I taught him what I knew, and he taught me what he knew, and now we're quite popular, I must say.
Got a nice little blend of Foonies and troll rock.
Oh, wow. Troll rock. So are you part troll?
Yeah, about half troll.
Half troll.
My mother was full-blooded troll.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Cool. Do you mind if I ask if you guys would play a song for us?
Not at all.
Of course. We'll sing an introductory song.
What should I do during this?
You should be quiet.
The traveling bards of Foon, so listen to our song. The magical traveling bards of Foon won't keep you very long. Just give us all your coins, we'll sing and rub our loins. The magical traveling bards of Foon have thighs so smooth and strong.
Wow, that was great, fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I don't know if this really happens a lot with songs. I have some follow-up questions.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't know if people ask you questions about your songs. Chunt, I know you're not in favor of that.
Just to question everything.
I know. Well, that's kind of the whole point of this podcast. So you guys are the magical bards of Foon. Like, do you have magical properties, or is that more just kind of hyperbole in the song?
Oh, well, we have perfect pitch.
Oh.
So, yes, that was an A sharp C.
Oh, wait right here. I'll be right back.
And also, our fingers glow.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
You're more impressed with that than perfect pitch? Do you know how hard it is to have perfect pitch?
I mean, I'm sure it's hard.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, what magical powers do you have?
I can consume an entire Snickers.
Yeah, I believe it.
Pretty fast.
I just ran upstairs. Here, take this rock.
Oh, you and your rocks.
Oh, lovely.
I believe that if you have the power of perfect pitch and you hold this rock, you may sing so loud that you can shatter stone itself.
Do you mind if I try, Glenn?
Well, I'd rather you didn't do it in here.
He's full of shit. He's constantly giving people rocks that he says have magical
properties. It's a magical rock.
Oh. It's not. It's not. I actually have another question. Would you guys mind actually playing your song one more time?
Not at all.
No problem. Now we're the traveling bards of Foon, so listen to our song. The magical traveling bards of Foon won't keep you very long. Just give us all your coins, we'll sing and rub our loins. Yes. The magical traveling bards of Foon have thighs so smooth and strong.
Yeah, I guess it's that's part. I kind of was.
Now, I specifically asked beforehand because I didn't want to ruin the song. I said, what should I do during the song? You said, be quiet. Then you had them play the song again, and you spoke right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I was.
How dare you, sir?
I was just the rubbing your loins part. Is there? I guess I'm not really sure.
You don't understand it?
Have you never been?
You don't understand loins,
Chunt?
I guess I don't understand,
Chunt. Calm your buttholes down a little bit.
It's just like if someone says I'm cold, Arnie has to immediately go, let's talk about this. You say you're cold. Are you cold? Yeah, I just said I'm fucking cold.
Look, I just am trying to
understand. Here's a top hat. Bing!
Oh, wow. Oh,
I'll be right back.
Are you and your tiny horse not getting along right now?
Oh, that's Chunt.
Yeah, that's That's Chun.
He's not just a tiny horse. He's a shapeshifter.
I couldn't help but notice he got a double butt.
He does. He does have a double butt.
How does that work? They both function simultaneously.
You guys want to hear two farts one after another? Here we go. Here we go. Here, I need silence. Arnie, don't interrupt. Ready? And?
Wow.
That first fart was a C sharp C. The second was a B minor chord.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, I don't want to dwell too much on this song, but is this like a music slash sex show? I guess I'm just trying to get a sense of if it's just...
No, people can pay a little extra, and we will make love to them, but...
Oh, wow.
Never to each other.
No. Oh, no, okay, I see. Because you want to... It's you're professionals. You
our
wanna...
relationship is decidedly non-sexual.
I see.
I'm only asking for the sake of the show, but how much does that cost?
Three or four extra coins will do the trick.
I'll be right back.
Of course.
Four buckets of meat.
Do you mind? Okay, so now I kind of get the lay of the land. Would you mind if we heard another song? I'm just excited to learn some more about the music of Foon.
Sure. Yeah, well, I guess carrying off of where I'd left off, whence I saw my kitty, my flaming cat, running out of my flaming hut, I did the only thing I knew to do. And I reached for my ook. And I began strumming, and the words really started writing themselves. My pussy's on fire. Waka waka. Is on.
It's okay.
Are you
all right? I'm sorry.
He needs.
Maybe we should play another song. It's still a little
tender.
Yeah.
Is it burned to talk about?
I ran outside and I smashed some pots and I found this human heart.
I don't know. I mean, Usador, I'm going to suggest that you maybe don't have sex with the band because their pussy's on fire. They're an emotionally vulnerable place right now because their pussy's on fire.
Why do you have that look
again?
He's
got that smirk again.
So pleased with yourself.
I don't know.
Smirk.
You know what? The people of Earth are just going to be loving it. But I can't really explain Earth stuff to you guys.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear a traditional lullaby from Foon?
I would. I absolutely would.
One that I'm sure your tiny horse and your wizard know also, but we will sing it for you.
Yeah, I'm a new father, so I would absolutely love to hear a lullaby.
Oh, this will put your child right to sleep. It has magical powers.
Wow.
Now close your eyes, dear little one, and drift ye off to sleep. The ghouls and ghosts are all abroad and won't be here to creep. But when they come back from their trip, they'll want to take your soul. You're safe till they return, my love, then they're out of our control.
Oh.
Night-night.
Wow.
My dad used to sing that to me all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's, did you sleep?
Why really? What is?
Did you sleep well after hearing that?
Yeah.
It's fucking standard.
When the ghosts and ghouls go on holiday, the whole town may rejoice that their children may not be stolen in the night.
Sure.
But you know, that only happens every couple of years. And they come back.
No, sure. I mean, I guess and even in my world, a lot of the songs that we sing to children are kind of scary and morbid.
Oh, go ahead and sing one.
No, he doesn't want to talk about his world.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want to talk about Earth stuff. Although I do, I will say, and this is, I don't share a lot of personal stuff from home, but this is, I actually came up with a lullaby that I sing to my baby, or I did sing to my baby, and I still...
Oh, let me interrupt it. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. Please,
yeah,
sing.
No, no. You know, and sometimes when I'm feeling lonely here in Foon, I'll sing it to myself.
Oh, let me get this
That's
straight. You
sweet.
Sing this to yourself?
Yeah. Are you just asking me follow-up
questions? Now, chunt. Arnold is trying to share something very tender and important
to him. I'm sorry.
Let's give him an opportunity here to...
Being very vulnerable. I'll sing.
Him ruin it himself.
I love you, I love you, good night, good night. I love you, I love you, good night. Good night, stay close to me when there is no light. I love you, good night. Do you have any questions about that, Trent?
No, that was...
I thought that was very sweet.
Touching. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for everything.
But you could just say, Gaiman Lichtenkammer!
Oh, light!
Light would appear.
Does it make you sad to know that your wife and daughter moved on?
We don't know that my wife and daughter have moved
on. No, you're right.
No. Has your child been taken?
We don't know that, but it seems
my child has not been taken. No, although it does seem like there's like a lot of, like, so there's a lot of child napping going on by ghouls and goblins in Foon.
Well, you just have a child. You have to assume that they'll be taken somewhere, raised by someone else. You know, you've got like a 50-50 shot of raising your own child. That seems like pretty good odds to me.
That's why we have large litters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I had 16 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
15 of them were taken. I was the lucky one.
Wow.
My mother came from a tribe of 40 dwarves.
40?
40 dwarves.
Holy cow.
Wow.
So you're part troll and part dwarf?
Yes, I've got some troll on my mother's side, and my dwarf is on my father's side, and I sometimes get them mixed up. I'm not too close to either of them.
Oh, I see.
You're a melting pot of...
Yeah.
Oh, you're fantastic.
Call him a droll.
A droll?
Yeah.
droll.
Dwarf Troll Civil War.
Well, you're always welcome here in the Vermilion Minotaur. We've loosened up our policies about the types of creatures that are allowed in and out at any daily basis.
Yeah, please come play Chunts Night.
I'd love to. What is Chunts Night?
It's just a variety show I put together.
Oh, yeah.
Arnie still hasn't been, but...
Yeah, I have not. I will not be. Hey, you know what? Maybe we should hear another song from you guys, though, if you don't mind.
Of course. Well, this is a song we play. We play a lot of funerals.
Oh, a lot of death and fun.
Yes.
But a lot of life.
A lot of life.
That's true.
Much more death, but life. And
so funeral songs that really pay the bills.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes. We usually get a couple of tips. And people do ask for sex and pay a little extra for it.
Oh, at the funerals.
Yeah. Yes, funeral sex is the best.
I'll probably have sex at your funeral, Arnie.
Oh, no, John. John, we're friends, right?
You guys want to play?
Now we are gathered here today to lay this man to rest. We've collected all our favorite foods and laid them on his chest. We sit around his body now as though it were a table and laugh and dine and sing our songs and tell each other fables.
Wow. It's cool that I'm learning kind of how funerals work here in Foon. So everyone like sits around...
The dead body.
The dead body.
You put your favorite foods on the dead body.
Yes. It's a little weird, but...
It sucks. The main reason it sucks when the child dies is because the table's so small, so you don't get a ton of food.
Yeah,
so
it's
I want to go because I'm not going to get full?
You maybe get like a little aperitif.
Then we pass around our pets and make them dance on him. We then give them the signal and they all bite off his limbs. Now here is his last chance to tell us if he's not really dead. And if he tells us nothing, then we may remove his head.
Oh, so
they get a chance to say if they're not dead or not. So
okay, well that's
only common courtesy.
No,
because sometimes people play coy and are like, "I'm dead," and then it's like, "No, wait."
Oh, I had quite a bit of fun about 40 years ago. I pretended to be dead at a big party. Everyone ate off my chest and brought out the pets and had them dance around. Then, right as they're about to chop off my head, I was like, "Nope."
We throw the head in the river now and wave as it drifts away. Then we throw the torso in the trash and all is happy and gay. Yes, all is happy and gay.
I heard a rumor that Arnie is gay.
I heard that rumor quite a while ago.
Ben, that is always the first rumor of Foon about everybody. And I stopped spreading that around.
I heard that you were transgender.
No,
it's okay. I fucked a tiny horse in his two buttholes.
Yeah, and you are.
I don't mind.
That is an absolute truth.
And
fact.
I think that Chunt is frequently transgender.
Oh, sure. Oh,
you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't mean it. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Huh. So I kind of want to get back to the funeral thing, though. So these funerals end where you just sort of rip the body apart and cast the parts different places.
Yes, of course.
Wow. You throw the head into the river.
Okay.
Make sure you wave good and hard. You want them to see it.
Is that what you do with your dead?
No, we either just bury them in the ground.
It's a waste.
Which I guess is like, kind of a waste. Or you burn them up.
You bury them like you are planting a flower?
Does a new person grow from where you bury them?
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
No, it's just, we just got a lot of, I guess, hey, you know, you're right, point taken.
Wait, what was the second thing you said?
Sometimes we just burn them up. And then put the ashes in an urn or something.
That's the sign of the Dark Lord.
Disrespectful, yes.
It's true. Maybe the Dark Lord might have some reach in my world that I had no idea about.
I must travel to this earth for the actual
final. Oh, no. The wizard state.
We got time for another song.
Yeah.
Wizard state.
Speaking of wizard state.
Yes. I have heard of Usador from afar. His name is spoken of quite highly in Hawaii. A Morglorp, a strain of that bearing his name, has run rampant on the island, and several teens have died. But it's always been good to me. I've gotten a good eye off it. But I've actually been on a quest myself to find Usador. Since my pussy's been set afire, I want to make sure that no one else's pussy be set afire. And that is why I believe that Usador is the one man
who can save us all!
There is a man.
He's so much more than a man.
I shan't reveal his name. On the quest of the Light Lord in the Dark Knight. Oh, who can he be? Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow and devourer of chaos. Usador. I just want you to know I found a reason for me to change who I used to be. A reason to save all of Foon. And the reason is you. The quest of the Light Lord in the Dark Knight. And the reason is Usador.
Holy shit.
Usador's
crying.
Did you make a spell to where your eyes turn into waterfalls?
No, I'm quite touched by this song, and I must ask you, Glenn Spence, will you join me upon my quest?
I mean, I feel like my quest is done.
Yeah.
Finding you.
Okay.
We've got a gig next week.
I'm passing the baton to you.
I see.
I'm not.
But please come play Chunt's Night.
Of course. Yeah. I'll be there.
Okay.
It's a way less treacherous.
Put it in
journey.
My planner.
Yeah, that sounds. I mean, I don't have any toes.
That was beautiful, though. Thank you.
That was gorgeous.
Thanks so much, guys. It's been a real pleasure having you. Where are you off to now? Are you sticking around Hog's Face, or...?
We'll be here for a couple of days. I'll probably head back to Dunstan.
Okay.
I'm going to sleep under the bar tonight.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, you know, if you guys are ever in Hog's Face, please, you have an open invitation. You guys are incredible. I'm a big fan of you guys now.
Thank you very much.
And anyone out there, you can check out Glenn Miller and Spance. Do you have, like, a name collectively as a band?
Just Glenn and Spancy.
Just Glenn and Spancy. All right, well, you know, just some real quick end-of-episode business. Please, if you enjoy the podcast, give us a good review on iTunes. Also, you can send us an email at magictavern@puppies.supply. And also Chunt.
Chunt with 6T at gmail.com.
That's true. Chunt, do you want to read? Did you get any emails this week?
Sure, I'll read a couple emails. I got one from, this is Nicholas DePetrillo. He says, "Hey Chunt, big fan of the podcast. Is there any chance you could get your dad to come on? He sounds like a cool guy, and I'm sure a hunger ghost would appreciate all the food at the Minotaur. P.S. Any comment on the rumor that Usador is gay? I don't believe Usador is gay. I would love to have my dad on. I don't know.
Yeah,
I never know when he's going to swing by town. So,
Usador, are you all right?
I'm sorry. I'm still crying. But no, I'm not gay. For the record, but it would be wonderful if I was. Thank you for the compliment.
My dad swings by town, yeah,
I would love to have your dad on as a guest. Let me quick read one here. Hey Arnie, sorry you're still stuck in Foon, but you seem to be making the best of it. Maybe this picture I drew of you, Chunt, and Usador will cheer you up. And there's this drawing here. I don't know if you guys.
It's fantastic.
Oh, look. Yes, it's wonderful.
I'm a badger there, so.
Yeah, in the picture you're a badger, now you are a tiny horse. Although there is a tiny horse in this picture.
He
also asked, does Usador have a beard, or am I just stereotyping wizards? You know what, I'll make a point of maybe I'll tweet this picture out at the follow me at Magic Tavern on Twitter, and this week I'll definitely tweet that picture.
Rather accurate depiction of myself.
It is, although the sign for the Vermilion Minotaur has a Chicago Bulls logo on it, which is not really, but I'm not going to explain Earth stuff. Anyway, thank you so much, Ian Stewart. Thank you for that picture and that email. And thank you to Glenn Miller and Spance. And thanks to all the listeners. And join us next week at the Magic Tavern.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm just so happy.
Listen to this. And...
Well, as catchy as all of that was, none of it was real. Chunt was played by Adil Rafai. Usador was played by Matthew Young. Special guests Spence and Glenn Miller were played by Meredith Stepien and Nick Gage. Meredith and Nick both perform and write for the musical theater company Starkid and also have a band, Jim and the Povolos. You can find their music on something called iTunes and something called Spotify. What were those names I made up for the producers of the show again? I left my notes in the purple room. I'll need to go get those.
Hello? Hello? If you can hear this, my name is Kern. For as long as I can remember, I've been orbiting around the Gressforn galaxy. And I need help immediately. For you see, I've had the same song stuck in my head during this entire voyage. You know, the one that goes do 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 do. Please, please, so please call me back and just literally sing any other song or hum a different tune. It doesn't matter, just anything besides do 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 do. Please, 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 please help me.
All right, found them. Sorry about that. Where was I? Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Learn more about the show and the fantastical world we've haphazardly assembled at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter at Magic Tavern. How much more not really happening can you get than having a Facebook page? Visit the page for Hello from the Magic Tavern on Facebook today. All of these fanciful imaginings were brought to you by Basecamp with the help of the Chicago Podcast Cooperative. Learn more about Basecamp at basecamp.com and the Chicago Podcast Cooperative at chicagopodcastcoop.com.